we are in the time of night when evil thoughts are thought and adulterous deeds are done.
Lostest Radio.
Amen and amen. Do I have any believers who will say amen to that?
Something was going on there with backward masking.
Coming to you live tonight amidst a hailstorm. Is this the hailstorm of the century, Doc? Is that what they're predicting for tonight?
Yeah, the hailstorm of the... Wow. It's so windy it knocked over a bottle.
Is this hailstorm Chuck? This is hailstorm... This is hailstorm Chuck, isn't it?
It is hailstorm Chuck. Charles.
So, I don't know. If we get zapped off the air here with the lightning, it could be sort of exciting. You know, of course, that would mean that they were frying the board at the Lost Discs Studios, folks. I don't know. Maybe that is a good thing. Going to try to continue to do this for an hour now, at the very least. You know, we're doing it on the underground situation of Area 51. We're doing it for Rockin' Radio and all those slobs over at rockinradio.com. check them out, because they make a lot of this kind of thing plausible.
We're doing it for the people, man.
We're doing it for the people. I don't know. And so... So we'll see. We'll see how the propagation is tonight, you know, with all the lightning strikes around the area. And we're gonna really kind of get into it tonight with some of the excitement. As you could hear, kicking it off there was a version of the Ode to Billy Joe by the Kingpins. You could hear the crackly sounds of the old Acto Records label 45 spinning there, folks. Now, there was a follow-up. Doc, they do those answer songs.
Right.
And you know, we're good for that from time to time, right?
Yeah,
These things, they hit lower on the charts. So there was an answer song to the Ode to Billy Joe, which you don't hear, but apparently it hit the country charts by a guy named Roger White, right, on the Big A label. I guess, Doc, the Big A label, come on.
Ooh,
say something.
No.
You know?
How do you follow up Billy Joe McAllister jumping off the bridge?
Not making that
Is
up.
There a whole, I mean,
well,
all I'm right. interested now.
That's a good,
why do you think he jumped?
That's a good point. First of all, why do you think... Why
well,
do you think he jumped?
That would be the pre-song. That would not be the answer song.
You want a prequel, and
yeah.
You don't want an answer song. You want a prequel song,
right? I don't want to find out about dredging the bottom of the lake or whatever.
Right. Well, this actually sort of is like completely unnecessary. You know, Ode to Billy Joe stands on its own. You don't really want to know all the details. But this guy, this jerk off, came along and said, "I'm going to cash in on this. I don't care." And he kind of ruins a good thing, too much of an okay thing. But it got to number 57 on the country charts. Bubbled under at 123, and by the way, the word on the street is that this guy, Roger White, is really Johnny Paycheck, okay, under a different name. I don't think it is.
Is he
right?
The take this job and shove it guy?
Yeah, right. I don't think it's Johnny Paycheck. I think there really was a different guy doing it. But it's produced by Johnny Paycheck, okay,
yeah.
And a guy named Aubrey Mayhew. It's on his Big A label, right? And we're doing this for the month of June here, you know, because it was the 3rd of June. on Lost Discs Radio.
It's such a cold September Sunday, and the rain keeps on a pouring down. And all the people soaking wet, they're coming in from miles and miles around. And I'm sure surprised to see old Spider Jackson coming through that door. There's never been so many flowers decorating up this country church before. Here comes them Tupelo reporters down for pictures up on Choctaw Ridge. I bet they think they're gonna solve the mystery of Tallahatchie Bridge. I overheard old Mrs. Tremble gossiping to Lucy Miles while she was shaking her umbrella, making puddles in the center aisle. She said that Billy Joe McAllister was always kinda crazy anyhow, and Bobby Jean would get herself in trouble if she followed him around. Then whiskey-drinking Jed McAllister, he staggered to the altar's edge. And as he stood and stared at Bobby Jean, he cussed the Tallahatchie Bridge. I took my place there in the pulpit, and the congregation settled down. And through the window I could see old Luther digging up the muddy ground. Good friends, you all knew Bobby Jean, it was a shame she had to die. And as I read the Holy Scriptures, Becky's baby started in to cry. Now it's September and there ain't a flower growing up on Choctaw Ridge, but she won't need him since she followed Billy off the Tallahatchie Bridge. The services are over and the congregation's all gone home. Out in the pouring rain, I'm standing here above you, and we're all alone. And I'm the only one alive who knows I married you and Billy secretly. And Bobby Jean, you never have to worry, 'cause they'll never ever learn the truth from me. I wouldn't tell about the seeds of love you and Billy sowed on Choctaw Ridge, and how you died inside the day you threw them off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Lost Discs Radio.
This is the kind of music that tells me to go out there and free somebody.
Chicken, alligator, workout, make a dead man jump and shout. Say, whoa, I'm talking about a woman named Hannah.
Where she lives?
She lived down in Louisiana.
What she do?
Oh, tell me she's a mojo worker. Gonna work a thing for me. I don't need my misery. And I know that you will be back home real soon.
Hurry up,
hey,
hurry up,
hey, 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 hey,
hurry up. Discs Radio,
Lost Discs Radio
Instant Replay.
One, two, you know what to do.
Of your hair and a $5 bill. I'm gonna put them in a letter and drop them in the mail. Gonna send them to a woman, a friend of mine told me about. She's a dumbo cooker, alligator hooker, make a dead man a jump and a shout. A little sip, got a 45 on her hip. She built up a strong reputation in the southern land. Of that Saturday night, about 12 o'clock, when she mojoed the voodoo man. Talking about a woman named Hannah down in Louisiana. Tell me she's a mojo worker. Listen, fellas. She's a mojo worker. Cause when I was down and out and I couldn't get my baby back, I sent a letter to Hannah. Oh, you think she didn't bring my baby back? Yes, she did. And if you want your baby back, all you gotta do is call her. Something like this. Say, oh, Hannah.
Hurry up, Hannah.
You got your mojo working, the woman.
Out of sight sound of the Ideals, right there on the Cortland label, folks. You know the Ideals. Before that, Bakke and the Visions, right, with their version of Mojo Hannah. Two versions of Mojo Hannah there. Yeah, we all like the Ideals. You know, they one of the guys in the Ideals, good old, what's his name? Good old Tharp. Come on, Doc, you know this trivia.
Tharp?
There's a guy named Tharp, Robert Tharp, changed his name to Tommy Dark. No, I'm not kidding. These guys are out of like the Chicago area, and they formed a group called Tom and Jerry-O, right, who had a big Boogaloo dance craze hit back in 65. And there they were in early like 63 there with their follow-up to the Gorilla, Mojo Hannah. Now before that, Bakke and the Visions. Okay, and I don't know. I got Joe Stacks on the line here because I think we need a little bit of info on Bakke. Joe?
Okay, are we live? Are we currently live? Are we on tape delay? What's the story?
I think we're live. I don't think the lightning has got us yet, Joe. And at last I heard, we are broadcasting live on 5110 right now, tonight, kilohertz, underground, shortwave, June 5, 2010. So lay it on us, man.
Okay, well, Bakke, born Robert D. Pasquale.
In English, Joe.
From... He and the Visions originated out of Cleveland, Ohio, an area you may know well or may recall.
Yeah.
They had, although you were playing Mojo Hannah, if you flip the 45, is that on the Retta or the Philips label?
I have it on the Retta label.
Okay, that's sweet. That was their first release of about half a dozen singles between 64 and 65. On the flip of that, it's a track called Spirit of 64,
yeah,
which is a Beatles novelty or a cash-in or answer song, however, maybe a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Was that like a minor hit for them, or am I not right about that?
It doesn't appear to have charted, but okay. I mean, it could have been a regional thing. But you know, that was probably their biggest single right there. Big enough that it was picked up and reissued later that year on the Philips label.
Okay, yeah, well. Good enough. And of course, we kicked off that set there, like I said, with Roger White on the Big A label. And I will pause now for all your smart ass comments. Go. There you go.
Me or Joe?
Give Weasley Steve a microphone. He's making jokes, Doc. What?
What?
What'd you say?
Oh, the big gay label. I get it.
Weasley Steve. That's bashing, Steve. That's not funny.
Kiss this guy.
Huh?
Right. Kiss this guy. Gay.
So, yeah. And I'm telling you, I'll say that is not Johnny Paycheck doing the vocals. He may have had a hand in the production because he was in with that guy, Aubrey, what's his name, who were doing the Little Darlin' label and the Big A label, right? But that's as far as it goes, man. You can't tell me. You can't fool me.
Did you get an answer at the answer song? Did you find the answer?
Nah.
Do you find the answer in the answer song? You personally?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. It was like too much information.
It's a little depressing.
I don't need to go back and know all that. I can just make my own inferences, man.
Right.
Chesty was complaining about that too. Like, you don't need all that information. It's better to go with Bobby Gentry's sort of cloaked, deeply dark and disturbing version, right?
Well, you know, I was listening to that the answer song, and I couldn't help but be reminded. You know, there was a film adaptation of Ode to Billy Joe in the 70s.
Yes.
It was, it was directed by the guy who played Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you know, he got into directing, which is what every actor wants.
All right.
Yikes.
That's depressing.
Hey, is that the actual, so then the answer song tell the same story as the movie? Now I'm really curious.
Yeah. Well, I saw parts of it on TV once, and I couldn't even stand to get through it.
Huh.
So I don't know, but hey, speaking of Chesty, I'm just saying.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I wonder if the phys ed department knows about this.
All right, there. Go ahead, Chesty, lay it on us. You got a good one this time, I think, huh?
Hey, we found some excellent 45s this week, and this one I picked up actually mistakenly because I thought it was Carol Burnett. But it isn't. It's Carol Bennett. You know, Tony Bennett, Carol Bennett. And we actually had another one in our pile from Boyd Bennett and his Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
But this one by Carol Bennett took us by surprise. It's got a little fast groove to it. And she actually seems to be pretty popular. Her hot years were 1957. And that's when this song comes from. Enjoy.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, my love for you is true. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, I'll always be in love with you. You're nothing but a gadabout. You're always kissing someone new. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, you know you like to make me blue. Make me blue. I need a love that's bright as rain and stronger than a choo-choo train. I need a love that never lies and looks me right straight in the eye. I'll never get that love from you.
Beyond, beyond the doubt.
But I won't sit around and pout.
Beyond, beyond the doubt.
You know I love you. Yes, I do.
Beyond, beyond to all.
Beyond the shadow of a shadow.
Rock and radio. just a way of us to be. You tell me I will find my way. Tomorrow won't be like today. My heart and mind reveal to me that with you, girl, I cannot be. You know you're not the girl for me.
The ceiling are geometric patterns of light.
There are going to be some changes made, darling. You're really going to swing.
Hey, fire. I'm riding on my bad bike, blowing up higher. Hey, 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 little Donna. Hey, 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 little Donna. I'm beating on my drum.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, out of sight sounds there of John Fred and his Playboy band, right? Now, come on. Now, this is one that I'm thinking Weasley Steve. Weasley Steve, you know that song? Give Weasley Steve a microphone.
What?
Do you know, Steve, do you know that Weasley Steve is in the house, by the way, ladies and gentlemen? I want to know, Steve, if you're familiar at all with that big Monster Smash tune. Tell him what it is.
I don't.
You don't know it?
I don't know.
John Fred and his Playboy band.
Judy in Disguise with glasses.
With glasses.
Is that like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Yes.
But Judy in the Sky with glasses.
Right here, give me a song. Yes. You just earned the right to stay on that microphone. Speaking of answer songs, it was sort of an answer song to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. A little bit novelty, a little bit pop psych. Got to number one in the fall of 67. You know, Judy in the Skies. That's what they say.
With
the
dance?
What? Get on the mic.
My friend Oates does a Judy in Disguise dance. We do it at every wedding.
Yeah?
He's been seen on tables doing it. You want to see
it? Come on. Is this like the Sylvester
it
twist
like
from
this.
Mad
absolutely.
World?
Absolutely. It's exactly the same dance.
Okay, go.
Like
yeah, do it. Woo! Yeah. My God. That's exactly like the Sylvester thing in Mad World. Well, anyways, I don't even know why that's important. It's not important. Just turn it off. Turn off the radio. Turn off the computer. Stop it right now. We got like a half hour to go. What is the point of you even listening? I'll tell you what. That was John Fred. Now, yeah. Big smash hit. That was
Weasley Steve is now buckled in.
Got the microphone cable around his waist, folks. It's that was a little cooler. You could kind of hear the 70s coming, but that was a 1968 number off of their second major LP on the Paula label. You know, John Fred, by the way, they were around. Doc, are you aware that they were around for years? John Fred himself, at least, hit the charts for the first time in 1959. That's a 5-9er.
Wow.
Right? And then
he's
got around,
two first names.
Which you love.
Right.
Right. by the way, is Weasley Steve? Is that count as two first names too? Right?
No.
No, that's not.
All right. I'm just asking.
Who would name their kid Weasley?
Well, ask him. He's sitting right there. So anyway, yeah, that's amazing. And there he is. All those years playing those lounge clubs and stuff, and then there he had the big hit, and he did a psychedelic album called Permanently Stated, of which we ripped that deep cut for you there from. And that one is going out especially to our boss man, Randy Tivins, over at Rockin' Radio, because he's a trumpet player. You know, he still plays that trumpet every week, you know, and he's in all kind of bands and stuff out there on the West Coast, out there in the San Fernando Valley scene. So we thought we'd play something with a little bit of horns in it tonight there. So John Fred and the Playboy Band, they're going out on the Paula label, LP, all the way out to Randy Tivins in San Fernando Valley. What? Oh, before that, it was Lothar and the Hand People. Go ahead. Here goes. Lothar, now we talk about this from time to time.
Yeah, we do.
And I know we all have our special memories and our own problems about theremins and things like that. But just let's go back one more. Before that, it was the Shanes.
Hey.
Yes, on the PV record label. Okay, out of 1966 with You Tell Me Girl. Go ahead, Joe Stacks, lay it on us.
First of three singles cut on the PV label from this this group from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You know, whenever I'm looking for something obscure or trying to find out something on an American band, I always pull out my trusty copy of Fuzz, Acid, and Flowers, which is like the go-to guide. I mean, it's a telephone book of knowledge.
Joe Stacks pulling it out.
Although I got to just say, if it's a Pennsylvania band, though, I reach for my my wire-bound copy.
Oh yes.
Of Sounds from the Woods.
Where is it?
Senior Rock Bands on Record, 64-70, by Mike Kuzman Jr. If you can find this monster, it is. If you're a Pennsylvania aficionado or you're from the PA area and you love the old rock and roll, this is the book to get if you can find it.
Joe, do you got the one with the green cover or the one with the yellow cover?
I've got the green cover, Doc.
All right.
Volume 2.
That's worth $25 now on the open market. If you had the yellow covered one.
Oh, that's the promo one.
Right, the promo copy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, actually, that copy, we just pulled it off the shelf there, Joe. That's the copy that you sent to us here in the studio. We got it out right now. Dr. Doug Brown's got it in his smart-ass little hands.
Wow.
Well, it's nice. If you look at page in my copy, it's page 92. Little thing on the Shanes, it says, perhaps Lancaster's most popular teen rock band. All of their singles are nice to have.
Oh.
And, you know.
All right. I tell you what, Joe, I think I should give it. I should actually give credit where credit is due. Although the original in 66 was on the PV label, I played it off of a 45 reissue on green vinyl on the X-Bat label out of Lancaster.
Now, nice.
How you feel about that?
Hey, that's like that was the reissue. That's like around here in Pittsburgh, you know, when the 69 by...
The Arandis.
Arandis was reissued.
Yeah.
It came out on beautiful yellow vinyl. Flurry. They were on the Sherry label originally, and then it was re-released on the Astra label.
There you go. All right, great. Joe,
hey, I'm going to be staying in the Caboose Motel there in Lancaster this summer.
The Caboose Motel?
Yeah.
Is that over near Strasburg? Are you going to be riding the railroad dock?
We're going to go do the Strasburg Railroad, and then you stay in a motel where there's 48 cabooses, and your room is a caboose.
Well, while in Lancaster County, stop at Dutch Wonderland.
Oh, that's the real destination.
That's the part of the plan.
We're doing two nights in the caboose just to get a full day at Dutch Wonderland.
Hey, then drive up, head north of Lancaster, go to Lititz, Pennsylvania, stop at the Wilbur Chocolate Factory, take the tour there, and then go over to the Sturgis Pretzel House, and they'll let you roll your own pretzel.
There you go.
Roll your own?
Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
They do let you roll your own. Oh, my God. References. All right, so anyway, now this is exciting, Joe, because, well, real quick, I don't want to take up too much time because we've been over and over this about Lothar and the Hand People, but Lothar was actually the group's theremin, is that right?
That's right. Kind of like Echo of Echo and the Bunnymen was actually their drum machine. Lothar had the distinction of being the first band member, you know, credited the first credited band member who... actually wasn't human.
Wow.
That was the theremin.
Five
guys playing mostly electronics. I think on the credits on that first album, there's references to like various kinds of synths, Moogs, all sorts of sequencers and oscillators were used to produce the sounds. It's an interesting thing, but more of a novelty. I mean, it's...
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That well. To the whole sound. It's not like with the United States of America, who really made an effort to put the electronics into the...
Right. Or 50 Foot Hose, or one of those more avant-garde groups. But yeah, it's an okay album if you want a kind of a light electronic experience from your psychedelia, you know? Right, Steve? You know what I mean. Come on, Steve, make another reference.
I'm still giggling over spending two nights in the caboose.
Spending two nights in the caboose. All right, now look, but before we get into this next thing here, I think it's important that we give out the email address, because we are booming in somewhere, including here, live, on 5110 kilohertz underground shortwave. And all you folks listening there should go to worldmicroscope.com and check out the Area 51 schedule on WBCQ, and then get on over to rockandradio.com and check out all the other fabulous DJs. So give him the email, Doc.
Yeah,
and say, you got to do it like you got to say it like Casey Kasem, Doc.
I was listening to Casey Kasem today. I listened to him in 1977. Right.
Well, then do it, man.
Casey Kasem. How would broadcast?
How would he give out our email?
He'd go like this. What is this?
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. No, it would be something like this. The Lost. I can't do Casey Kasem. All the right, Lost Discs Radio Show.
Be true to yourself.
I can only do Tim Tron. The Lost Discs Radio Show.
That's good. Do Tim
email Tron. Address is something like this.
Oh, God.
Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com. Discs with a C.
Yeah, spell it with a C. All right, and now that's exciting. We'll check in and see if we got some QSL response for you there on the email here in a moment. But for now, Doc, it's been a while, and here it comes.
Countdown survey.
All right.
Right. We got our new website
check
up and rolling.
Math.
Check the math. Go ahead, Steve. Give him the new URL for the brand new Lost Discs Radio Show website.
We're really doing this, huh?
Do it.
It's lostdiscsradio.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And discs with a C.
You really got to spell
isn't
the word
it easy?
Discs.
No more tripod. No
with
more
a C.
Whatever.
Yeah.
LostDiscRadio.com.
We got to take down that tripod.
LostDiscRadio.com.
But yeah, the new site is up and it's rolling, and we're making posts there every day, and there's all kind of crazy pictures on there and stuff and playlists, and of course, the ever popular record label poll where you get to go and vote on which one of the these record labels do you think is the hippest and coolest and most obscure that you've ever seen. So you can go over there now, lostdiscsradio.com. No more word show. You don't have to put the word show in there, right, Steve?
No show. No show.
It's a just, no show, just like Dr. Doug Brown sometimes. And so anyway, go. What are we doing? I'm just saying. I got to get it queued up on the turntable, Doc. Well, you want to give him some results of the math.
Sure. The math, you would think that after about 3 or 4 years of him knowing that I would be checking the math. We have one of the results came in at 17%. Another one came in at 22%, for a total of 39%.
All right.
And then the final one came in at 60%. 60 plus 39 makes 99. There is still that 1% X factor that we never account for.
Nobody's following what you're saying.
It never adds up to 100.
So the last poll that we had at our website... Of these three record labels, we're going to play them now in reverse order, the way you people got over there and voted for them.
Good.
And please keep in mind, this is not necessarily, you weren't voting for the song on the record, so some of these songs can be really bad. We don't care, but we got to do something. What is the third place winner here tonight that we're...
All right, good. The third place winner is good.
Oh,
Lost Discs Radio.
I almost forgot about this.
Play speak number
10987654333.
The good records label tonight, folks, with Jimmy Knight. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you.
When you're all alone and blue, no one to tell your troubles to. Remember me, I'm that one who loves you. When this whole world turns you down, not a true friend can be found. Remember me, I'm that one who loves you. And you'll walk out the wet, yes, you'll find I'll never change. Through that sunshine and the shadow, I'll always be. Together, right or wrong, when you go out, tag along. Remember me, I'm that one who loves you. And you walk out so well, yes, you'll find I'll never change. Through that sunshine and the shadows, I'll always be.
All right, that's true. The good record label coming in third place on the poll at our website. And yes, the artist on that is Jimmy Knight. And I don't know, it's some kind of a crooner, teener kind of wannabe guy that we don't really know. So I never found out for sure about him, and I'm not don't have the time, quite frankly. So now let's move it on, Doc, because this next one, look at that. Look at that June bug. I'm swatting June bugs with the 45s.
Locusts.
Folks, in the studio.
Are June bugs the same as locusts?
No, it is. Hey, listen. You got to move on here with the poll because.
Earthquake, locusts, a horrible flood.
This is exciting. Speaking of the big storm that kicked off the top of the hour here locally, where we're doing the show, our next 45 is going to be very appropriate.
It is, boss.
What you got, huh?
It is, boss.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
That's right, the boss record label, folks. Came in number 2. Yeah, it's the Candels out of Minnesota. 1965 on this one, folks. With Cloudburst. Sound of the Candels tonight. They were kind of a frat rocker there on the flip side, but that maybe they're known for. I don't know. But that was the B side called Cloudburst. What can I tell you? The boss label there, Doc, got how many votes on the last poll?
32 votes, which was 22% apparently.
Apparently.
Of the overall vote.
Now this last one, I'm actually going to cue it up live on the air just to prove that we are spinning the vinyl on these folks.
That's great of you.
Here it comes. Right, there it is. See? Just like the boss jocks used to do back in the day, man. All right, so lay it on us. What's the result on that one?
This one got 87 votes.
Huh?
60% of the votes, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Song number 1.
Yeah, Robbie and Joe tonight, folks. The winners on the Great Records label. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, buddy, I'm so glad we got dragged to the hop. Since I rocked with that gal, my heart was beer in a bar.
Well, now, boy, cool off. Take a jump in the sea. While you and her were rocking, she was making eyes at me. 'Cause she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, well, buddy boy, I'm the biggest. You ain't beating my time.
Hey, now, I saw her first. You better get in line.
Because she's gonna be mine.
Hey, buddy, we've been pals, but there's a gal I won't swap. If you dance with my chick, I'm gonna blow my top.
Hey, now, boy, calm down. You won't dance, so don't fuss. But to wanna see a cuddle man, just double date with us. Oh, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, no, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, well, buddy boy, I'm her. time.
Come on, move aside, Junior. Let a man get in line.
Because she's gonna, gonna, gonna be mine. Hey, buddy, it's no lie. Just ask the guys what I mean. She's too old for you, man. She's at least 17.
Well, now, boy, grow up. You're the innocent one. Your baby face would bug a man. You'd hug her like a son. What's happening? Things look grim. She's a rocket with George. Now, who let him in?
Well, now, boy, we're pals. Let's go usher him out. Then you and me can finish what this brawl is all about.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
Cause she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah? Well, buddy boy, I'm her beta. You ain't beating my time.
Hey, now, move aside, sonny. Let a man.
That was some really happening music.
Well, good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Do you need another mule steer?
Play the best oldies you've never heard. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, well,
like an open sewer, putrid and rotten meat or bad eggs and milk and everything you can imagine. Take it times 1,000 again and put it up to your nose and just breathe that in. But again, you don't die. You have to endure it.
Doc? Hey.
I didn't really get it.
John the Conqueror. So all of you women come stand in a line, and I'll soon as I find the time. All the men I know, they just wanna fight, 'cause it's me keeps their little girls out late at night. You know they go around giving me dirty eyed looks, but I'm hip to the jive and I know just what cooks. So all of you women come stand in a line, and I'll see about your baby as soon as I find the time. The women around here, they're all mighty fine, and each one tells me she wants to be mine.
Yeah, the Seagull Schwall Blues Band right there, taking you close to the top of the hour suddenly. Folks, here on Lost Discs Radio, coming to you right off the Vanguard Records label LP. You know what I'm saying? Monocopy, we got that one. Before that, it was the Mule Skinners. Okay, now what? This was Mule Skinner Blues 65, right? All you know-it-alls are sitting around thinking that was the Fenderman or somebody. But no, not the hit version, of course, although they're not really doing anything different with it specifically there. On the Twin Town label, see, speaking of Minnesota, for some reason, you know, we used to hear in, Doc, from a guy named Larry out in South St. Paul, Minnesota, and I'm sure he's out there somewhere, right? So, folks, if you're getting it on your underground shortwave system tonight from WBCQ somehow, unofficially, you could email it to us, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. But you know you got to spell the word discs with a C. Okay? That's just, no, I mean a C. It's just, man, C.
C.
And then I messed it up like that.
So great.
Yeah. And then, anyways, on the Twin, we love the Twin Town label here. So Mule Skinner Blues 65, nice try. Before that, it was Robbie and Joe. Oh, we were counting down the poll. We know about that. All right, now, Joe, real quick, lay it on us. Have anything you want to say about the Seagull Schwall Blues Band, man?
Well, not a lot. I mean, I'm not a big aficionado of like a lot of the blues stuff, but I do know that, you know, they're kind of, I guess, yes, the Butterfield Blues Band was like the number one, you know, white guy blues band in Chicago in the mid '60s. These guys were probably a close second.
Well, heck yeah, man!
And like you said, they cut discs. For the Vanguard label,
yeah,
I'm down with that. Before moving on to, I guess they continue well into the '70s, but they moved off of Vanguard onto Wooden Nickel. And yeah, I'm just going to have to go down to the record store and see if I can dig some stuff up.
Yeah, well, that's where we found them, you know, for a cheap mono copy on that one. And apparently, Lightning Hopkins, who's one of my heroes, apparently was one of their big heroes too. That was from their first LP back in '66. And matter of fact, we're going to go out tonight with a little Lightning Hopkins, folks. You know what I'm saying? He's talking some sense right off the Talking Some Sense LP from 1968 on the Jewel Records label. Let's get an earful of this action.
Thank you.
real appropriately there, taking us out, Lightning Hopkins, with Lightning Strikes One More Time. You know, as that storm looms around us. What can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen? Get over there to rockandradio.com for some more action with Randy Tibbins and the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And maybe this month, Lane Quigley, the Honorable Lane Quigley. And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips, which we love so much. And stay tuned for more insanity right here on Area 51 as well.
Lost Discs Radio.
Two small boys. They make all those noises.